This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. We'll live together
until the 12th of never. We're pretty progressive, aren't we? We've got dogs and frisbees, maybe Earth, Wind, and Fire at the Super Bowl next year. I think the NFL executives would be really impressed with our marketing strategy.
And Red Panda, that's your idea.
Yeah. Why not?
She's lovely. What a sweet person. You know who loves Red Panda more than anybody in the world?
Chris Gardner.
Yes.
Obsessed, possibly.
Yeah.
If he had to pick a personal dining experience with Red Panda or bullpen cars for everybody in the league, I think he'd have a hard time deciding.
Let me tell you what a rascal this Chris Gardner is. So I needed
rascal's a good word. We all know him.
Yeah, it's a pleasant
rascal.
Way. Yeah, I needed a couple of more Ramsey calls for the piece, and so he sends me this call. It's the worst call I've ever seen. But you know what he did? It's the worst. And then beep, call I've ever seen. So it made it seem like Ramsey said worst blanking call.
So he was inserting the beep,
yes,
just to make it sound.
And Bob's too much of a professional to say that on the air. He would never do that. But he actually sends me that. And I told Bob, this is what your buddy Gardner is doing. And, of course, we beeped out his beep.
That is the worst call. And you had about five of them.
Yeah.
And the great thing is Rammer will drop one of those every single game. And the photo of the hand up,
so good,
given the referee. Sir, we're on the air right now. Get out of my broadcast. You are not a part of our broadcast. With the hand up, like the stop sign, the Heisman, outstanding.
The photo equally as good, though, was the one with he and Spoon, where Bob looked like a young Mel Gibson. Yeah. And that was his guy, Spoon.
A young Mel Gibson.
Yep.
How about those Billikens?
Oh.
It's painful, isn't it?
6 of 16. Who would have ever thought throwing the ball inside your most polished postman and him catching it, it's almost like a turnover because he'll get fouled and he goes to the free throw line and misses two.
Yeah, I think Hassan was 1 for 8. So in defense of the team, they were 5 for 8 from the free throw line outside of Hassan French. But it is an epidemic that doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. How disappointing, all of the hype. And I know there's reasons and defections and the Cartier Gordon thing kills. But as excited as we were.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's so quickly. I'm going to ask Travis today. He's going to address the media at 1:40. If he's going to make a lineup change. I don't know if you can just like think, okay, we'll just try out the same five. I know he doesn't have a whole lot of options now because he's only got like 6 or 7 healthy scholarship players. But I'd start Deion Wiley and get him like 15 shots and see what happens.
Should we play some Rammer? I have some audio here. Just Rammer.
Fun with Rammer,
yeah,
sure.
Fun with Rammer. Here's what you're talking
Daniels
about.
Daniels goes into the backcourt and saves it and swings it, knocked away by Evans. Daniels gets it back in the corner. They're going to call a cheap foul on Evans, and I tell you what, it's the thing. I'm on the air right now. Stay away from me. Official tried to get into our broadcast. We won't have it.
Nope.
We're not going to have it. We're not going to have it here.
No.
This is broadcast.
Gardner. He's a rascal.
Wow. I didn't know Rammer worked blue during those Billiken games.
Then we have this. This is one of my favorites.
5 seconds left. To the basket. Here comes Yakubu. Four across the timeline. 3-2. Drives over his man. Finger roll. They're going to call an offensive foul. Oh, my God. Yeah. They're calling an offensive foul. That is the worst call I have ever seen.
And you can tell that when Bob does it, he's yelling it as loud as he can so that the officials hear him. It's clearly part of the design is that the officials hear it.
That is the worst call I have ever seen.
Earl's tone is like, he knows it's coming when the other calling an offensive.
Not good. No, no.
Getting room for the elbows.
And I love how Travis told you, sometimes he'll turn to them and say, is that a terrible call? And he's like, he's wanting them to.
Nodding their head.
And he's like, maybe yell it a little louder. I'm good with that. The worst call.
Didn't it look weird on Saturday in Rhode Island when you saw that cutaway of Travis and then behind him you saw Danny Mack with Earl? You know?
My first thought was, where the hell is Rammer?
Because
he is Mr. Billiken. And then I saw the picture. It was his daughter's father-daughter
dance. It was a
very
sweet occasion.
Correct. Yes. I'm not having a hot take yelling at Rammer for missing
you
the
don't,
game.
You don't skip a game for that.
Really should, though.
That's the worst decision I've ever heard.
You got other kids. Just go to there. Skip the daughters.
You skip the game for what? I didn't know why Danny Mac was doing the game. And then I saw the picture with his daughter. I thought, oh, that's great.
What's great in the Bill Borowski one, that's the official who was confronting him, is you can hear in the background like fans shouting, go get him, Rammer. Right.
Official tried to get into our broadcast. We won't have it.
Nope.
Give it to him.
And then Earl, nope. We won't have it. Nope.
By the way, those pictures of Danny Mac, the cutaways in the background, a svelte Danny
yes.
Mac. He's lost weight. He looks great.
I think he's down significant amount of weight.
It's a Cardinal broadcaster thing. Mike Claiborne, half the man I used to know. He said to buy a new wardrobe. Basically.
Is that right?
From
yeah.
Jeff Ablin?
Unbelievable.
Did Ablin supply him the wardrobe?
Oh,
I'm going to have to watch or listen to those features, the Jeff Ablin fashion features.
That's
on
a great
his
idea. That's Jeff Ablin's wheelhouse. Fashion.
Now, Mike does well, but those clothes at Neiman Marcus, just insane, you know.
Maybe there's a little trade out here.
Oh, that's a smart
idea. Like, you know what, man? I'll put on a couple of those outfits to see how they look. I think Dan Mack's weight loss might be a little more than Klabe's, if I had to throw a number behind it. I'm happy for both.
Yes. It's close. They both look great. All right, let's see what else.
Don't forget the Coveted Hour, Frank, with all new fresh takes on the Super Bowl.
We'll hear about Chuck's trip to Bradley.
Chuck went to Peoria for the weekend, and I noticed that he went with his buddies to see a game, a little Valley action, Carbondale, Salukis versus Bradley, and I was checking the score.
Bradley stinks.
Bradley was up 10 at halftime and lost.
Yeah.
They do stink. No, they do. Sorry, Chuck.
And I got to tell you, I place some of the blame on you, too.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Marquette's own.
Number 10.
Brian
number 10
Wardle.
Of the country.
He's about as mean.
Lighting up the scoreboard.
No,
as
he
can
I think
possibly
he just.
Be.
Think he, was,
he should be coaching Marquette. He's such a.
No. Lighting up the scoreboard. The Housers. Marcus Howard.
Yeah, we
one
love
of the very
Joe.
Few Big East teams worth
I'm going
watching
to the game
this year.
On Saturday, they're playing Nova. I'm going to the game in
oh,
Milwaukee.
Oh, fun.
Are you really?
Hoping
that's
I'm
cool.
not the jinx.
No, they don't still play in the Bradley Center.
No,
the
Fiserv
Center. Bradley Center's gone.
Really?
They rode
yeah.
the Bucks coattails into a new building. It's perfect.
So they play in the same facility at the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, yep. Apparently it's right next to where the Bradley Center used to be.
The old Mecca was here. If you're watching at home on
good
Facebook
radio.
Live, which, what happened to that little camera over
I
there?
I don't know.
You think TJ just grabbed it?
Yeah.
I mean.
The Mecca was here, and then right next to it was the Bradley Center, and right next to that is the Fiserv Forum. So they're all three in a row, except the Bradley Center's now been imploded.
All right by a nice little stretch of bars.
And that'll be quite an atmosphere.
Oh,
boy,
yeah.
Well, that'll be incredible. A Saturday afternoon with Villanova?
Well, oh, and here's the deal. I've dragged Matt Offenberg into being a honorary Marquette alum, and I get him to go to the golf tournament every year. And then we overserve him a little bit, and then we have him bid on some auction items.
Oh, so he bought the tickets.
So Matt bought a Marquette experience, which is you get four tickets, and they will give you an autographed basketball, this you know silly stuff that you don't really care about. Well, Wojo, the coach, Steve Wojcicki, was our guest last year at the golf tournament. He keeps grabbing the mic from me during the live auction, trying to raise more money. And he said, who's bidding on this? How about this? You want to come into the locker room pregame? Okay, and then the bidding keeps going. Then he grabs it. You want to come into the locker room postgame and break it down with us? And then the bidding just kept going up and up. So this is our weekend.
See how Mike Shannon does
so
it.
So it's you and
Kim is going to go, and Matt, the three of us are going up. And we're going to be at the game courtside and then in that locker room pregame, postgame.
Are you driving or flying?
We're flying up
did
on
you say
Friday.
It was a four-pack?
Oh, of course. White
you got to get a tea
clean here
on
we
Friday.
Go. Yeah. Yeah, because we were going to drive, but the car's in the shop. That rear view camera yeah. is being worked on.
Actually, you could probably get a good one from Mr. Offenberg.
I love the narrative how having a backup camera, which is now required, by the way, by the government, is a sign of wealth.
All right.
Meanwhile, Frank's driving around in his police badge, parking
so
wherever he wants.
And again, it's all the context of your comment, which was, don't you hate it when you're in a car and it doesn't have a
correct.
Backup camera. Like now you've had
for
it for so long,
reasons.
You're so
no,
thoroughly
for safety
used to it.
Reasons, I'm concerned about others. False narrative, fake news.
Upper class Martin.
All right, before we go to break, quick word about for Dr. Michael Jones. 866-260-EYES, the LASIK surgery king. Nobody does it faster. Nobody does it better. He's the best at what he does, one of the great eye surgeons in the country. He's with Quantum, practices on both sides of the river. Get rid of the glasses, get rid of the contacts forever. And he also does that custom cataract surgery, and he does it better than anybody. Dr. Michael Jones, 866-260-EYES. Coveted Hour coming up next.
Yeah, a little Super Bowl breakdown here. I'd love to hear from some Rams fans in St. Louis. Even if you just want to text in, are you tired of the negativity towards, quote, your team. We don't care, but I'm just curious.
It won't affect anything we do.
Correct. I'm just curious if that sentiment exists out there. 855-282-8255, Midday Grind on deck.